This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory and honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Holy Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you holding ourselves underneath thy mighty hand today. Just to thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, your love. Just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, precious fathers, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you and humble ourselves. I need that mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you because you alone are worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to you. My precious Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here this night. Hallelujah. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, and direct our path here this night in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Hallelujah. And we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised, and all praise, all glory, and honor belongs to him this night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, and we'll start with Luke 9, verse 62. And the word of God reads, "And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." As we go on to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, the word of God reads, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing, deceiving spirits and doctrine of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from food, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is consecrated, sanctified by the word of God and by prayer." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Christian life is one of joy and peace. And also, on the other hand, It is one of conflict and suffering. Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, yea, and all that will be, that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about staying the course, because God is faithful to his promise. Staying the course, because God is faithful to his promise. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, when stormy seasons come, one thing we all long for is connection and peace. Beloved, we need to know that we are not alone, and we need to find some peace in the midst of our trials to rest in while waiting for the circumstances to blow over. Again, tonight we are talking about staying the course, the spiritual course that God has us on, regardless of the battles that we may face. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 and 18, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. You see, my brothers and sisters, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. So child of God, though you experience all kinds of pressure, you are not crushed. At times you do not know what to do, but you know that quitting is not an option with God. Yes, you may be knocked down, but you're not knocked out. Others may have forsaken you, but God is right there with you as his child. Bible says in the book of Hebrews 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse, it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Stay in the course, regardless of the battle you are facing. Stay in the course, because God is faithful to his promise. So believer in Christ, God is working even when we cannot see it or feel it. This is where the trust is so important in this season of uncertainty. See, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So believers of Christ, don't let your circumstances distract you from what God is speaking to you in this season. Only stay the course and keep the faith, because God is faithful to his promises. Oh, yes, he is. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God who sits high and look low. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We serve the great I Am. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God is willing, ready to bless us. He's willing and ready to meet our each and every need. But we as his children must be determined, must be persuaded in our own mind. Our heart has to be fixed, that the world is behind us, and the cross is before us. Here, when we look in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 5, it has been prophesied to us when Paul told Timothy, a young preacher, he told him, he said, not a spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaking expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith. Talking about church folks, talking about believers in Christ. Some shall depart from their assignment and from their faith in God. Why? Because they're giving heed to seducing and deceiving spirits and doctrine of devil. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God has his ministers and the devil, Satan has his. Satan ministers and those that will follow them, listen to them, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, speaking things contrary to what the Word of God stands for, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from food, which God have created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God, according to God's word, is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is consecrated, sanctified by the word of God and by prayer. It is something as we as people of God have been brought up in. I remember that when I was small and living underneath my father's and mother's roof of their house, that before every meal, we would say grace. We would pray over it. It had been cooked, but yet and still, we gave thanks to God for the meal that was prepared. We prayed over it, and we extend grace and mercy to those that were less fortunate than we were. If we had extra over and above, we wouldn't throw it away. We would go to a neighbor on the right, on the left, or down the street. There was always someone that needed a meal. So child of God, we as God's people, maybe God have called us for such a time as this in 2021 for us to stay focused on Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our life, the author and finisher of our faith. So we as faithful remnant that God have called out, stay on course. The assignment that he has given us to do and stay in faith, reaching out beyond the four walls of a building into the highways and the byways and compelling people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So believer in Christ, we all should be mindful of the pitfalls of life and be diligent about God's word. And we should decide to lead by example. Yes, moreover, we must value sound doctrine that we have been heard and have been taught. And we must meditate on the word of God on a daily basis and fight the good fight of faith. Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good confession before many witnesses. So, beloved, some believers will follow deceptive and false doctrine, which will intensify and spread like weed as the day of the Lord draws near. Yes, I'll say it again. Beloved, child of God, some believers will follow deceptive and false doctrine, which we, as we look around in 2021, we see that even now today is being continued, is being spread like wildfire, like weeds, as the day of the Lord draw it now. People today, they want to make me feel good type of message. They'll flock to it where accountability is not held up. But we as believers of Christ that have desired the sincere milk of the word of God, and we have gradually, and we have grown into maturity through the years of study God's word. That's why the word says for us to study the word of God for ourselves. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Living a Christian life. Being an example for those that are watching our life. That our audio, that our video would line up with our audio. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, in these last days that we are living in, we as Christians, we as God's people, we as followers of Christ, are to remain faithful and lead others to faith in Christ. Let our life be an example, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, the good fight of faith, it requires us to know the word of God for ourselves and to live the word of God and to give God thanks in everything we say and do. You see, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we as God's people must stay on the course of living a life pleasing to God, regardless of the battles that that may come our way. We must stay the course, keep fighting the good fight of faith, to stretch out in faith on God's promises. Yes, my brothers and sisters of Christ, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy because everything belongs to him. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 again says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So my brothers and sisters of Christ, stay the course, because God is faithful to his promises. So keep the faith. A question may be asked, how do we fight the good fight of faith in a world that seems entrenched, established in deception? Well, by us being disciplined, disciplined to God's word, disciplined to the life that we live, disciplined in prayer and studying God's word by ourselves. Word of God says, try the spirit by the spirit to see if it is of God. So we have something that we must do. We must get in the word of God. Have a set time each and every day to read his word and meditate on the word of God. Let it soak down from your head all the way to the depths of your heart. Yes, being disciplined, it will require us fighting a good fight of faith. And also by sharing biblical truths with others. The word of God says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You see, it's also will require for us to remain to God in faith, knowing that our sharing of the gospel message, it will please God, and that he is faithful to provide the increase in life. See, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9, I have planted, Apollo has watered, but God gave the increase. Now he that planted and he that watered are one. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Now, he that planted and he that watered are one. But every man shall receive his own reward according to his works for the Lord. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's instrument. Ye are God's building. In other words, we got his plan for our lives. So, beloved, we are to be disciplined enough to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil and to put an end to all myths, legends, and false information that was shared, and to ensure ourselves fit for the work of the Lord. See, God just don't want us to hear the word of God, but he wants us to be doers of his word. Because the word of God will set us free. And who the Son set free is free indeed. The people of God, it is all about the kingdom building work of God. You see, praising him, forgiving others, loving people, and sharing with the poor. Studying the Word of God on a daily, consistent and persistent basis, and praying consistently. Only that, what we do for God will last for now and forever, even in heaven. So beloved, we are to always be disciplined enough to fully stand on God's word and to place our full hope and trust in Jesus Christ, because he is our risen Savior. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Yes, consider Jesus the one that sinners despise. He endured the cross for all mankind. He suffered the hostility of sinners. So keep, stay on course, because God is faithful to his promises.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live it for real,
live it for real.
Change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real,
live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live for real.
Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yes, God wants us to live a lifestyle for real for him, because he is always watching. God is always, he may sit high, but he look low. God is always looking, and the angels is always looking. So we thank God for each and every one that is listening tonight. For those that will be listening at a later date, We just hope and pray that something that is that we say through this teaching that will give you a word, that will give you encouragement to go on a little bit further in the things of God. Stay connected and stay on course, because God wants those that he has called to finish that race of faith while we're here on earth. Yes, in 2021, you have been called for such a time as this. You have been called to endure all the way to the end. So again, we thank God for you and your family. We pray that God's blessing will be upon you. And whatever you're believing in for, don't give up and don't give in. God is faithful to his promises. If he spoke something into your life, hold on to it, because he will bring it to pass. So again, tonight we are talking about, so stay the course and keep the faith, because God is faithful to his promises. My brothers and sisters in Christ, believer of Christ, don't let your circumstance distract you from what God is speaking to you in this season. Yes, beloved, God is good and worthy to be praised. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 36, for ye have need of endurance, of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promises. Beloved, you are blessed when you stay on course. Stay the course. This is a phrase often used in the context of war or battle, meaning to pursue a goal regardless of any obstacle or criticism. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening. Beloved, you are blessed when you stay on course and keep the faith. Stand the course. It is a phrase often used in the context of war or battle, which means to pursue a goal regardless of any obstacle or criticism. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Christian life is one of peace and joy. But also, on the other hand, it is one also of conflict and challenges. So child of God, you are called and anointed. So keep the faith, because our God, he's faithful to his promises. You see, every Christian, every believer in Christ is called and anointed to be engaged in the work of ministry. So be faithful in the least, and God can trust you with more. So be faithful in the calling of God on your life and stay engaged even in the thick of the fight. People of God, we are now living in a day and time where one of the greatest heresies of our day, which is called secular humanism. Humanism believes that we have within us all that we need to be happy and complete. And that is just a matter of thinking positively and developing your own God-given potential. So people of God, humanistic, idealistic, They believe. They believe that that given a choice, we will choose what is right and fair and just and in the best interest of all concerned. But beloved, history itself paints a different picture. You see, throughout history, people like us have been proven to be selfish and greedy, sneaky, and downright mean, taking advantage of others every chance they get. But thanks to the influence, of humanism that we now are living in a day of if it feel good, and do it. Never mind what God would have you to do. Do your own thing. Be all that you can be. Have it your own way. My beloved, humanism is only a half-truth. These are the times that we are living in. The church have came to a place where the world have crept in and influenced the church to try to be conformed to their influence. But the Bible strictly gives us caution about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is intimacy, infinite towards God. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 18 through 25, "For I know," here the Apostle Paul is telling the Romans, as well as ourselves here today in 2021. Here the Apostle Paul says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find that a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. By the light in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Yes, my brothers and sisters, stay the course and keep the faith, because God is faithful to his promise. Child of God, you are blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God to you, people of God, as we follow Jesus in 2021. The enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeketh who he may devour. See, the devil is very busy trying to get us off course. So therefore, primary focus is to stay on course and keep the faith, because God is faithful to his promise. So beloved, if you are motivated by being liked by people, or you need it to be comfortable at all times, you will never release the faith needed to stay on course, to stay in the race that God has designed for you to run. Staying the course requires a certain amount of guts, courage, and endurance. Remember, there's always, child of God, when you as a follower of Christ follow God's direction, and you will end up being blessed by him. So believe in Christ, stay on course, and keep the faith, because God is faithful to his promises. Beloved, God got such a great strategy for you and I as believers of Christ to face things that are troubling us. We must fight the good fight of faith. We must stay on the course that he has designed for us to follow. Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. This is Jesus. This is Paul talking to Timothy, giving him words of encouragement. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearance. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we as God's people, regardless of our age, we ought to be an example in our speech and how we live, in demonstrating our love for God. We must do it with obedience and loyalty. So child of God, stay the course and keep the faith, because God is faithful to his promise. You see, when we respond to God's calling through repentance and baptism, many blessings and opportunities await us, and our mind will change. You see, baptism and the related steps we as followers of Christ take are only the beginning on the road to eternal life. Remember this also, as a child of God, as children of God, we are traveling now road according to what the Word of God says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. It says, because straight is the way, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. It's a clear sense of purpose and direction can help you stay the course and remain in faith. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our commitment to the Lord is to keep striving with God's help and to become mature Christians. So keep going forward. Don't look back, because Jesus expects his followers to finish what they start. Yes, beloved, living God's way must always remain as our priority. We must constantly seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Keys that can help us and keep us remaining set to God's way of life. It includes regular prayer, for us to pray without ceasing. Pray when things are good and when things are not so good. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, to be part of the verse, that men ought to always pray and don't faint. Don't give in. Don't lose heart, because God is faithful, that promise. And we also need to study the Word of God on a regular and consistent basis, on a daily basis. Also, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we come together in assembly to worship God in spirit and in truth, let us have a time after hearing the Word of God, fellowshipping with one another, which can be a tremendous blessing and encouragement in living our new life dedicated to God. As believers in Christ, the kingdom of God is the heart of the gospel message that Jesus talked about while he was here on planet Earth. You see, at that time, soon ahead of us, in God's set time, Christ will return to the earth and will establish his kingdom. You see, the kingdom of Christ, it will be a actual, literal kingdom, ruling all over the earth and replacing all human governments and authority. See, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. They shall break in pieces and consume all these other kingdoms, and it shall stand forever and ever. So people of God, if we as God's people will remain faithful to God throughout our lifetime, we will share with Christ the role of kings and priests in his coming kingdom. So, beloved, God holds out such wonderful and unimaginable promises. Yes, the word says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard the things that God has in store for those that love him. Yet to reach that destiny, that destination, it is very important for us and his children to persist in following him and and to continuously repent when we have stumbled, and for us to remain faithful and focused on the goal ahead. See, God promises in his word in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he who have begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So, child of God, as long as you are actively seeking God's will and allowing the Holy Spirit to work in your life, your eternal salvation is guaranteed. Believer in Christ, laid before you is the road to eternal life, the only road. May you follow it without veering to the awesome destiny that God have planned for you. As believers in Christ, we must be aware of the enemy of our soul, the accuser of the brethren, which is the devil. John 10:10 says, he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Remember, always, when you as a child of God follow God's direction, you will end up being very blessed. Being blessed going in as well as coming out. So stay the course and keep the faith, because God is faithful to his promises. Child of God, let your light so shine before men in such a way that they will see your good works and glorify your Father who are in heaven. Beloved, you have to remember that you can only do what you can do. But ultimately, God is the one that controls the outcome. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all we can do is, no matter what troubling waters are on our horizon, it is to fight the good fight of faith, staying the course and keeping the faith, because God is faithful to his promises. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our God smiles when we persevere and continue to do our best and shine our light of hope, wisdom, and encouragement to others that is around us, even when our heart is troubled. Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. So, beloved, believe in the unseen, which is God's power to turn the tide of any circumstance, situation, and work in a miracle in your life. Bible says that in Romans 8, verse 28, for we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So, believer in Christ, and you don't grow weary of doing good. In due season, you will reap a harvest. According to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So stay the course and keep the faith, because God is faithful to his promises. Yes, beloved, fighting the good fight of faith can require us to hold tight to a faithful God and to surrender all our cares, desires, or control to a sovereign, all-powerful God. Yes, remember, in this world, we will have trouble. And it is important for us to be aware of the fact that some people will reject God's word and will desperately need our prayer. Precious Father, we thank you tonight for your word, because your word will not return to you void. We thank you because you are a good God. You look over your word to perform it. We thank you that your word shall stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but thy word shall not pass away. There may be one or maybe someone need the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. This is an opportunity for you to get to know him, for you to come to a place to surrender your life totally and complete to him. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we just thank God again for everyone that's listening, for those that will be listening at a later date. We thank God for that, for the anointing, which is on the word of God. And through the use of the internet, we'll be able to continue to minister on a local level and reach on a global level. God bless you. God keep you, is my prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you, Apostle, for that message. If you would share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you to listen to the broadcast every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Should you have questions, comments, or topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray. Again, we appreciate your support. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, God loves you and so do we. Have a great week. And God willing, we'll be back with you on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.